That's the national anthem. Getting ready for baseball right here at Central Catholic High School. We'll mention the parameters around the diamond down the left field line, 325. In the alleys, it's 380. Straight away, it's 365. And then down the right field line, it's 325. So they're getting ready for baseball right now. Central Catholic Knights going to send to the pitcher's mound freshman athlete. Freshman, that's Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg wears number 30. He got a first start down in Tennessee. Yeah, son, I think it might have been game 3. But I think he went 5 innings. Maybe it was 5, maybe it was 3. It escapes me, but he's going to pitch today. He's going to work out right now from the windup. We'll talk about around the infield and outfield for Central Catholic. They'll be the home team. They're wearing white. They're wearing the white uniforms with the blue pinstripes, the blue stirrups. They're going with the blue and white cap today. And they're going to play Bishop Knoll, the Warriors. Bishop Knoll Warriors come down here to play baseball. That's from Hammond, Indiana. We'll mention the Knights around the diamond. The pitcher is Gus Sandberg. His battery partner, the catcher, is Ryan Schumer. He'll wear number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell. He wears number 18. At second base is Owen Munn. He wears number 12. At shortstop, it's Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart wears number 24. At third base today, it is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. He's also a member of the freshman class. In left field, it's number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And getting his second start of the season, number 20, Caden Minnick is in right field. So Ryan Schumer throws a frozen rope to second base. And we're getting ready to kick this first game off. Game 2 is slated to start about 1:30. About the 1:30 mark, and we'll find that out when it happens. Because you never know. Baseball could go extras. Or baseball could finish early. We'll mention, again, doing the umpiring on the field today. Two of these three, it's Matt Bushy, Darren Haas, Kevin Sims. I believe Kevin Sims is behind home plate. He's the athletic director at Delphi High School, a quality guy. I've spoken with him a couple, 3 times. I like him. He's a good one. First pitch of the ball game, swing and a miss. 11-0-1. The first batter in the lineup for Bishop Knoll. He is today's leadoff batter in the ball game. That's number 10, Emmanuel Smith. Second game from Sandberg, tries a backdoor curveball. Didn't get the grip he liked to have. He has stepped back in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Smith. Backdoor curveball just misses. He's getting it dialed in right there. Emmanuel Smith. Left-handed batter's box. Here's a pitch. Outside and low. Down goes 3-1. Emmanuel Smith going to play center field today for the Warriors. He's going to ask for time. He's going to adjust those batting gloves. He'll step back in. 3-1, first batter. For the whole day is Emmanuel Smith. Here comes a 3-1. Right down Meridian, inside half, called strike. 3-2 count. Emmanuel Smith, he's doing double duty. He's showing pitches to the dugout. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Second base, 0-9, gators it. Just throw to first base, T.J. Bell. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. So the Knights toss it around the diamond. They put it back in the glove of Sandberg. Once in a while, I want to call him Ryan Sandberg. As you know, Ryan Sandberg, multi-year all-star game. He's a Hall of Famer, played second base for the Cubs. Here comes the first pitch, Sandberg. Pop one, foul ball, out of play. In the batter's box for Bishop Knoll is number 8. That's A.J. Pearson. Pearson is the catcher for the Warriors. Here comes the second pitch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut from Pearson. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. on the two here for the Warriors. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Kim goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Two outs on the diamond. Getting ready to bat in the three spot for Bishop Knoll. It's going to be number 7, Marcus Taylor. Marcus Taylor, right-handed batter. He's going to be the pitcher for the Warriors in the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes a wind in the delivery. Breaking pitch. He's going to drive one to center field. He's going to move Brent Robbins to his left. About the same depth, maybe about 280. And Robbins makes the catch in right center field. So the Knights out of the inning extend 3-2 to play for Bishop Knoll. The Knights retire the side. The Knights going to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. So no score on the diamond. And I will mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located 408 South Main Street. That's in Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in downtown Sheridan. So we mentioned we'll go around the diamond. We'll talk about the Hammond Bishop Knoll Warriors. Hammond Bishop Knoll Warriors are going to send out to the pitchers, man. It's the first warm-up pitch for Marcus Taylor. Marcus Taylor wears number 7. We'll mention Marcus Taylor is a member of the senior class. Right-handed pitcher, his battery partner behind the dish is A.J. Peterson. A.J. Peterson is a freshman catcher. He wears number 8. At first base, it's Isaac Lopez. Isaac Lopez, number 28. At second base is number 4, Caleb Carter. He wears number 4, as mentioned, and Brody Long will play shortstop wearing number 22. At third base is Matthew Jadrich. Matthew Jadrich wears number 12. In left field, it's number 3, Jarek. And Jarek Corneo, he does wear number 3 in left field. In center field, it's number 10, Emmanuel Smith. In right field, it's number 11, Gavin Knight. The designated hitter, the player DH in this ballgame for Bishop Knoll is number 14, Julian Orozco. So they're going to toss one down, second base. Pitching from the stretch, getting warmed up. Right there is Marcus Taylor. Pretty good throw to second base from freshman catcher A.J. Peterson. So the Knights are going to send to the plate. First batter in the lineup, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, a right-handed batter. Owen Munn picked up a couple of more hits last night. He leads the team in base hits. He's the leadoff man. Here I am looking at signals, working out of the windup. Marcus Taylor, first pitch to Munn. They take a rope to the grass between shortstop and third base. Line drive rope, base hit. First pitch to the Knights, and Owen Munn is aboard. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. He wears number 24, Evan Jeanhart. He plays shortstop. And as mentioned, a year ago, he led the Knights in batting average. 33 games. He batted 467. First pickoff move at first base. Pretty good velocity. Tall back to first base. Good grab up above. That's Isaac Lopez, the first baseman. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Marcus Taylor. Now out of the set. Here comes the first pitch to Deanhart. He's going to try to bunt it. He pulled the bat back. Pitch is a ball. They'll take second base on the misplayed baseball at home plate. Owen Munn picks up another stolen base on the season. Owen Munn yet to be thrown out. I believe he has 9 stolen bases. I did not get the stats recabulated for this game. We'll hope to have him ready for the 6:30 game of today. We'll work real hard on that. And safe at second base, pickoff move from Taylor. Steps back in the rubber. Now the set of check second base. Here's the pitch. Want to put the bunt down again. They're going to call a strike. Pulled the bat back. It was a called strike pitch. So the count goes 1-1. A.J. Peterson, good block. It goes laterally to his left. Marcus Taylor runs in to capture the baseball. That was a good short hop block by the freshman catcher. Count goes 1-1. Moving over to third base on the misplayed baseball is Owen Munn. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Inside edge. Deanhart goes down the count 1-2. So we'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, is Marcus Taylor. Out of the set, the check third base is the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. At the inside half, he'll go down looking. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning for the Knights. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. He's the first baseman. He wears number 18, right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Feet straight away. Peering in looking at signals is Taylor, now out of the set. First pitch to Bell. Breaking pitch just misses inside. I will mention home plate umpire Kevin Sims. He has worked the IHSAA final game there at Victory Field. Pitch comes in. Going to be a check swing. They call it a strike. It's called at home plate by Kevin Sims. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Runner at third base is 0-1. He got a on board with the base hit, first pitch of the ball of the bottom of the first inning, and pitch comes in tight for a ball two. Two balls, one strike. T.J. Bell plays first base, bats righty. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Off the glove, retrieves it. A.J. Peterson, that's the Warriors catcher. Infield playing pretty much regular depth. Shortstop might be in just a bit. Count goes 2-2. There's one out. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the set. Here comes the pitch from Taylor. Swing and a miss. He's going to be tagged. A drop third strike. They'll tag him at home. They'll go ahead and make the throw to first base. They got the out with a strikeout to T.J. Bell. So two out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's number 7, Ryan Schumer, as the wind picks up. Pretty chilly day, probably around 48, 49 degrees here. He's going to foul one back to the screen. Healthy cut. Schumer has 2 home runs on the season. He got one here, and I believe he got one at Benton Central. Stepping back in. Ryan Schumer, 0-1 count. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Marcus Taylor. Outside of ball. Ball gets loose. Getting a good jump off the reading the dirt is Owen Munn. He crosses home plate. Standing up. So one run in. Bases are empty. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Ryan Schumer going to play college ball next season in the state of Michigan. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Still working from the stretch is Taylor. Backdoor curveball. Got a bit of a break there. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Peering in looking at signals is Marcus Taylor. Now out of the set, here comes a 1-2 pitch. Going to be a short hop the glove there. Kept it in front of him, A.J. Peterson, the catcher. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Stepping back in, Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-2. Poke one foul, left side. Going to get up against the screen. We'll mention the Knoll Warriors. Bishop Knoll occupying the third base dugout. Central Catholic Knights in the first base dugout. We're at Jordan Lemmy Field. This field was selected as the nicest field high school baseball in the nation in 2019. And a swing and a miss on the breaking pitch. Ryan Schumer will go down on strikes. So the Knights get one in off the base hit of Owen Munn. He circles the bases. And Knights have one in the bottom of the first inning. And going back out to play defensively, there are the Knights. Back to the pitcher's mound is number 30. That is Gus Sandberg. I do have stats for Gus Sandberg. Well, he does wear number 30. He's got five innings straight up under his belt on the season. This is appearance number 3. This is his second start. Gus Sandberg has faced 25 batters. He's thrown 82 pitches entering this ball game. He's got a win-loss record of 0-1. He's given up 8 hits. He's given up 7 runs, and 3 of those runs were earned. He's walked 3. He has struck out 1. He sent that guy down swinging. So he's working on the diamond right here, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat for Bishop Knoll. The DH, the four-hitter, Julian Orozco. First pitch comes in, a breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Count goes 0-1. Here comes the second pitch. Top of the second inning, ground ball in the infield to Zinghart at shortstop. He'll field it. He'll go across the diamond. Throw will bring T.J. Bell off the bag, but T.J. Bell will make the tag. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in, number 22, Brody Long. Brody Long plays the shortstop position. He's going to step into bat right now for Bishop Knoll. First pitch from the windup. Strike called. Number 22, Brody Long, plays shortstop. Brody Long, a member of the junior class, right-handed batter. To Sandberg in the delivery. Going to pop one foul out of play. Count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter, Brody Long, in the batter's box for Bishop Knoll. He's going to step back in. Ball's live. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Brody Long. I should say from Sandberg. Long's going to pop one foul territory beyond first base near the bullpen. Nobody's going to get to that one. So a foul ball, going to stay in the box with the 0-2 count. Five hitter, number 22, Brody Long. Here comes the pitch. He's going to poke one. He's going to take it to center field. Pretty good drive. He's going to move Brent Robbins to his left. And Robbins makes the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the second. So they're going to step back in. Stepping into bat, going to be number 11. He's the sixth hitter, Gavin Knight. Gavin Knight is in right field. Gavin Knight is a member of the sophomore class. Another left-handed batter. First pitch from Sandberg. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Checking the wristband right there in the batter's box or right outside the box. Steps back in. Gavin Knight, here comes the pitch. He'll put a bunt down. It's going to be his foul territory. That ball hit the dirt. It was elevated. It was above the surface. But vertically, it was just outside the third baseline, and another good call from Kevin Sims, the home plate umpire. One ball, one strike. 2 outs, steps back in, left-handed batter, Gavin Knight. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 count, working on the diamonds and Knights. Here comes the 2-1. Ground ball, second base, Owen Munn. Makes the play, lost the handle. Tipped it to himself with the glove, picked it up out of the air, and shows a bare hand throw to T.J. Bell, and just does get Gavin Knight at first base. So, Bishop Knoll Warriors pick up no runs. They leave nobody on base. They're retired in order, and the Knights are going to bat in the bottom half of the second inning. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they began in 1955. They're located in 1451 East 276th Street. That's in Atlanta. That's a rural Atlanta address. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon, and they're still open for another 40 minutes over there off of 31. And we'll mention you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll mention you can grab a hot coffee or a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're right there by 276th Street. Keep an eye on 276. There's going to be a lot of action happening there in the next couple, 3 years. They're building the over and under right there. They're trying to make the trip to South Bend from Indianapolis. They're trying to cut about 45 minutes off the trip by all these over and under passes. So you don't need to stop at the stoplights. You can take a bypass around Kokomo. So stepping into bat here in the bottom half of the second inning is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, he's the DH in the ballgame. He's batting in place of the pitcher, Gus Sandberg. Number 30, first pitch to Mazur. Breaking pitch inside, ball one. A righty facing a righty. The pitcher's man, Bishop Knoll, number 7, Marcus Taylor. He's got some velocity. Here comes a pitch. A full swing off the dirt. Looks like a bunt. Going to make it to first base with a full swing base hit. That ball never made it 10 or 12 feet from home plate. Full swing right inside the third baseline. You don't see that very often. That's a rare item. So Ben Mazur is at first base with a base hit. Ben Mazur leads the team in RBI. Stepping into bat. Left-handed batter, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick playing right field in today's ballgame. He wears number 20. Stepping off the bat is Marcus Taylor. He wanted to start again. Wanted to see the signals again. Wanted Mazur to get back on the bag. That's just what happened. Here comes the pitch. Ball inside edge. Called strike. Sun's coming out wanting to show itself. There's some gray skies. Sun is not going to be out for just little spaces at a time. But it's out right now. Peering in looking at signals. Marcus Taylor. Out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. Going to put down a bunt out in front of the plate. Going to make a throw to first base. Going to get him. That's a good effort. The bunt was probably not quite far enough away from the plate. Coming out to make the play was A.J. Peterson. picks it up and throws a strike to first base. Isaac Lopez, there's one out here in the bottom of the second. But mission is accomplished by Caden Minnick. Sacrifice bunt. He moves Mazur to second base. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. He's going to foul one right side out of play. Jackson Kane, a sophomore athlete. He catches some passes, plays the slot receiver for coach right there at the football field. It's right to our right. Beautiful Bermuda grass. Check second base a couple times. Here comes a pitch. Outside edge called strike. Jackson King watches it go by. He says he only needs one. Jackson King has a home run on the season. Just right of center field. I believe it was at Benton Central. Here comes a pitch. Short hop to glove, Peterson. Jackson King occupying his own batter's box, wasn't moving. Peterson had to work around him. One ball, two strikes. Mazur is at second base. Got himself aboard with a full swing, looked like a bunt. Here comes a pitch from Taylor. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to be fielder right there, Brody Long. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Isaac Lopez. Ben Mazur will move to third base. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, as you know, plays a solid center field position. Here I am looking at signals out of stretch. Marcus Taylor and out of set. First pitch to Robbins. He'll take a ground ball. Face hit to the left field. Goes between third and shortstop. And Bren Robbins is going to pick up an RBI and a base hit. So next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 11. Number 11, he's a freshman athlete. Number 11 is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton got a chance to bat last night. Must have been a little bit impressed was Coach Bordenay starting him in the lineup today at third base. First pitch comes in. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Mikey Stapleton hit a foul ball last night. It was foul territory over the foul fence, and it was a stroke. Might have been a home run if it had been in the field of play. For pickoff move at first base, moves Isaac Lopez off the bag, and back safely is Bren Robbins. He'll get a modest lead right there. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Taylor. Curveball misses. Throw goes in at center field, trying to get the stealing. Bren Robbins, and Bren Robbins is going to slide in head first at third base. Bren Robbins kind of slowed him up right there on his chest. His legs kind of came up off the surface, but that's only because they sprayed down the infield, and it's a little bit wet yet. So he got dirt on his front side. Probably can't read the word Knights very easily. So Bren Robbins at third base, two out. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, freshman, 5'9", 145. Here comes the 2-1. Low for ball three. Three balls, one strike. Knights looking to get another run here in the bottom of the second. Out of set, here comes a pitch from Taylor. Low for ball four, and Mikey Stapleton takes a five-pitch walk. So signals being given from the dugout. Stepping out in front of home plate, A.J. Peterson, the catcher, relays those signals to his infield. With two out, they may throw through to second base, or they may cut it right there by the pitcher, Marcus Taylor. So Mikey Stapleton probably going to be on his horse. And there he goes. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, taken for a strike. Owen Munn in the batter's box. Second time. 0-9 will make any stats or after 11 games. They have played 12. 0-9, 44 plate appearances, 37 official at-bats. He's batting .432 on the season. Breaking pitch finishes high. Count goes 1-1. 0-9 on base percentage of .512. Stepping in last night, 16 hits, 13 singles, 3 doubles. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. 2-1 count. Marcus Taylor steps off the bat, adjusts the hat, backside, steps back in. Peering in looking at signals from Peterson. Out of the set, checks third base, here's the pitch. Ground ball, right side, going to get through. Second and first base, rolled on into the outfield, going to be thrown back in by Gavin Knight. Coming in to score for the Knights, Mikey Stapleton and Bryn Robbins. Two runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Still two out. At first base is Owen Munn. Stepping into bat, number 24, Evan Deanhart. Right-handed batter, balls live, working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch, slow. Going to be a throw to second base. Nice, frozen rope. Just safe. Grabbing the base on the head-first slide. Owen Munn, that was a frozen rope from the right hand of the freshman, A.J. Peterson. So one ball, no strikes. Second pitch to Deanhart. A long set. Going to be time called by Deanhart. A lot of concentration time. Marcus Taylor in the set position with second base a couple, maybe three times. Difficult way to call time out in the set position. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to center field. It's going to be right at him. Emmanuel Smith didn't have to move much. Third out in the inning, Deanhart flies out to center field. So the Knights come up with two runs near the bottom half. At the end of two, Knights 3, Warriors 0. Warriors going to come to the plate, going to bat in the top of the third. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Fritz, FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. Fritz and Fishers since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. We'll mention they have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers. They're at 8599 East 116th Street. And that's right there between, right there at Fishers, right there in the metropolis. If you've not been to Fishers lately, you're going to be amazed when you see all the tall buildings they're building there. And they're going to have the soccer team. They're going to have an indoor facility for soccer here momentarily or just in the near future. Also, Fritz in Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road. That's in Noblesville, Indiana, between Westfield and Noblesville. You can reach them by dialing 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So checking the wristband, stepping into bat. Seven hitter number 4, Caleb Carter. He's playing second base. First pitch to Carter, inside a ball. Jeff Sandberg working on the pitcher's mound. Working from the windup, 2 feet on. Here comes the second pitch. Swing and a miss. Steps out, steps back in. One ball, one strike. Working right there, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, left side. Dugout will retrieve that one. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I should mention the Knights got 3 evidently in the bottom half of the second inning. It's a 4-0 contest. The pitch comes in a strike. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, just foul. Working it right down the line. Mikey Stapleton giving it a look. Line rope. It would have been just beyond third base had that been a fair ball. So the count remains 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and miss. Took some off of it. Gus Sandberg going to pick up the strikeout. He'll go down swinging. The next batter going to step in for the Warriors is going to be number 12, Matthew Jadrich. Matthew Jadrich, he's playing third base. Here comes the pitch. Pitch ends up a bit tall. Ball one. Working from the windup 2 feet on. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. He's going to pop one up on the infield. Going to be called for by C.J. Bell. It's right there by first base. Didn't have to move a whole lot when Munn was nearby. So two outs here in the top of the third. Next batter going to step in for Bishop Knoll is the nine-hitter, number 3, Derek Corneo. Derek Corneo, going to check the wristband. At Corneo, it's spelled C-O-R-N-E-J-O. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball shortstop. Evan Dienhart fields it. The throw across the diamond. They get the foot out with T.J. Bell. So the Knights are out of the top of the third inning. Knights run in off the field. They set down Bishop Knoll in order. And I'm getting ready to bat in the bottom of the third inning are the Central Catholic Knights. And we'll mention this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. As the Knights throw it around the infield, and I will mention right there on the IHSAA.org, that's the website. Check it out. It's been there about a year and a half. They redid that website. It is much better. You can find where you're wanting to go a lot simpler. A lot of things going on right there in the website for the IHSAA. And you'll enjoy looking at that and observing the many sports, many, many sports, the IHSAA, they work hard. And you know they do. And they're place of origin, right there at their offices, off of Meridian, just past Carmel, just past the 96th Street exit. So they're working it on the diamond right now. They're going to throw one down, second base, off the hand of A.J. Peterson, bounces it in there, throw taken by the shortstop, Brody Long. So stepping into bat, second time for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell, in 11 ball games, 39 paid appearances, 29 official at-bats, batting .310, he's got a .474 on-base percentage. First pitch, breaking pitch, finished inside. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Entering last night, T.J. Bell with 14 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, left side. Easy hop, room service hop for Coach Bordenay, third base coach. Stepping back on the rubber. Working from the windup. That's Marcus Taylor, pitcher for Bishop Knoll. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside. Inside edge called. Called strike. The count goes 1-2. T.J. Bell going to have to fight him off now and have to protect the plate. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Foul tip off the glove. Foul tip caught or foul tip short hop anyway. A.J. Peterson tags T.J. Bell right there at home plate. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Knights in front, 4-0. Batting with one out, stepping in is Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. By Del Meridian, inside half, called strike. Ryan Schumer in 11 games, 44 plate appearances, 26 at-bats, batting .269. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Count goes 1-1. Schumer on base percentage of .545. Schumer has 7 hits, 2 singles, 2 doubles, 1 triple, and 2 home runs. He'll take a drive foul right side up against the foul fence. He's got a quick bat. He's got lightning speed bat. And he's got a solid hand-over-fist swing. Peering in, looking at signals. Marcus Taylor, a long period of step off the back. Trying to concentrate. Count is 1-2 to the four-hitter. Here's the pitch. The foul one back, left side. It's going to get in the neighbor's property. So we'll step back in. Ryan Schumer, nobody on board. There's one out here in the bottom of the third. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Again, from Marcus Taylor. Low and short out the glove. Count goes 2-2. Home plate umpire needs the baseball replenishment. So 2-2. Steps back in. Ryan Schumer peering in looking at singles. Marcus Taylor, here's the 2-2. That was tight. Nearly got him. Ryan Schumer had to avoid that pitch in that left-handed batter's box. Count goes 3-2. Marcus Taylor peers in. Singles from Peterson. Long peer right there. Here comes a wind in the 3-2. He's going to drive one to center field. Going to get a beat on it. Didn't have to move much except to his right. Catch is made by Emmanuel Smith. Knights have 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Next batter, Central Catholic, going to send you to play. He's the 5-hitter. He's the DH in this ball game. Right-handed batter, 27, Ben Mazur. Mazur in 11 games, 37 plate appearances, 30 official at-bats. He takes the first pitch outside a ball. So Ben Mazur steps back in. Batting .333. He does have a hit in this ball game. He'll drive one right side. It's going to float out of play. Count goes 1-1. 1-1. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, .432 on base percentage. Before this game, I should before yesterday's game, he had 10 hits. Breaking pitch inside. A righty facing a righty. Count goes 2-1. Mazur with the 10 hits, 6 are singles, 3 doubles, no triples. He has 1 home run. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside, swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Ben Mazur leads the team. Starting last night's game, he got 18 RBI. Peering in, here comes the wind and the 2-2. He's going to drive one to the left center. He's going to back up the left center fielder and the center fielder. It's going to land. It's going to be a double. Stand-up double lands near the warning track in left center field, pretty close to that 380 mark. That ball would have been any other portion down the line or center field. Might have floated out of here. He got a pretty swing. Pretty darn good swing for a good pitcher. He's probably going to pitch this week. I don't know. He might pitch at the 6:30 ball game tonight. Stepping into bat. Kate Minnick wears number 20, left-handed batter's box. Out of a set, first pitch to Minnick. That was tight, nearly got him, got out of the way. Pretty much uncatchable for the catcher. Peterson tracked it down back to the screen. Probably going to go in the book as a wild pitch. And jogging over to third base is Ben Mazur. Kate Minnick, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, no signals given. Sets back in, a 1-0 count. Here comes a set, and the pitch. High for a ball. Down goes 2-0. Cade Minnick going to step back in. Cade Minnick on the season. Entering last night's game, 9 plate appearances, 7 official at-bats. That's in 6 ball games. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, kneecap high, called strike. Down goes 2-1. Cade Minnick didn't start out playing this season. Coach Bordenay sprinkled him in. He had a labrum tear. He had a surgery, and he's doing much better. You know, bunt it, foul, left side. Try to put a quick bunt down. Try to get a score from third base. Ben Mazur was on his horse. Foul ball. So, two strikes, can't make a possible out here. In right field. Played a very good defensive right field. For some of the fans, they can drive, but get base hit. But get by underneath, the first pick in the glove. Man, he's got it. And can't cut up an RBI in a base hit. To left field on the ground. Next batter is in for the Knights. It's going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. There are 2 out. And step in, right-handed batter. Cade Minnick, pretty good lead there at first base. He might be taken off. Out of a sad pickoff move. He'll go back in sliding head first. Pretty good read there at first base. Looking at that back heel. That back heel, you see it come up. You see it come up, you better get back. Here comes the pitch. You know, float one in. Actually, it's going to be, you know, on the infield. And the catch is going to be made by Isaac Lopez. So the Knights come up with 1 more run in the bottom of the 3rd inning. And after 3 complete, Knights 5. And the Warriors 0. Warriors going to bat in the top of the 4th inning. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, that's a Mexican restaurant. That's in downtown Arcadia, Indiana. They're located at 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open at 11 a.m. for lunch, and they stay open till 10 p.m. Check them out. You can enjoy adult beverages. You can enjoy soft drinks. You can order water if you choose to. You can enjoy their multiple big screen televisions while you dine in. And if I counted correctly, I counted 9 big screen TVs, and they'll change the channel for you to find the station you'd like to watch. You can call them up at 317-984-5005. You can call them for takeout, or you can call ahead to dine in right there at their restaurant. And it's just east of the tracks, the railroad tracks there in Arcadia, downtown Arcadia. That's Cinco de Mayo, Mexican restaurant. Nick also has a restaurant in LaPel, pretty much the same type of deal. So stepping in the bat for the Warriors. Here's the first pitch. Sandberg outside a ball. He'll step back in. Leadoff batter in the ball game. Bishop Knoll. Number 10, Emmanuel Smith. Outside, ball 2. Emmanuel Smith steps in. Member of the junior class in 10 games, batting .321. 36 plate appearances, 28 official at-bats. He takes another ball outside. Down goes 3-0. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the windup. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. Emmanuel Smith pretty much taking all the way. Down goes 3-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball 4. Emmanuel Smith takes a 5-pitch walk. So one aboard for the Warriors. Next batter going to step in, number 8, A.J. Peterson. A.J. Peterson, a freshman, in 10 ball games, batting .217. 29 plate appearances, 23 official at-bats. Right-handed batter. You know, pop one out of play. So Peterson, 0-1 count. Peterson does have that drop step with that left foot on the swing. Instead of stepping straight, he'll step almost out of the box behind him. It'll be a pickoff move at first base. He decides not to throw it. Steps off the back of the rubber. So peering in, looking at signals, Gus Sandberg. Here comes the 0-1 count. Strike call, taking off for second base. Hops in there and a good stop. And a tag from Owen Munn. That's Ryan Schumer. Tosses a one hop to second base. And Emmanuel Smith is retired. So one ball, two strikes. Set back in. A.J. Peterson. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Gonna poke it up the middle. And be fielded by Owen Munn. Tried to. Got a glove on it. It almost made it to the grass. Up the middle. Difficult play to make. The base hit on the scoreboard by the official scorer. So A.J. Peterson might come off the diamond here. He'll pick up a courtesy runner as he puts his gear on. Base hit for A.J. Peterson. A.J. Peterson wears number 8. Picks up hit number 6. That's in 10 ball games. Hit number 6 for Peterson. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. I think running out to do the bases. Maybe number 19, Brandon Washington, senior athlete. He's an outfielder and a pitcher. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Ground ball, base hit. Between shortstop and third base on the ground. So the Warriors have 2 aboard with 1 out here in the top of the 4th inning. So base hit off the bat of the pitcher. Marcus Taylor gets himself aboard. Stepping into bat, Julian Orozco. Julian Orozco, the 4 hitter, wears number 14. He's the DH for the Warriors. Working from a stretch, now a set. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch finishes low. Down goes 1-0. Julian Orozco. Orozco, a junior class member in 8 ball games. He's been to the plate 24 times, 16 official at-bats. Next pitch comes in above the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out. Talk with Sandberg. Not going to make Sandberg jog to him. Don't want to make Sandberg a little bit, I guess, tired. Don't want to excel him with energy. He's got other places, other ways to give out his energy. And it's at home plate with the right pitching arm. So back behind the dish, Ryan Schumer. Count goes 2-0. One out bases. First and second base occupied by the Warriors. Pitch comes in, a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. 4 hitter at the plate. Number 14, Julian Orozco. Here comes the pitch. Inside half, knee high, it's called strike. 3-1 count. Orozco, the DH, is batting for the first baseman, number 28, Isaac Lopez. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Inside half, came up empty. Count goes full. 3-2 to Julian Orozco. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the 3-2 pitch to Orozco. Swing and a miss. Identical pitch inside half. Swing and a miss by Orozco. He'll walk back to the dugout. Stepping into bat with 2 out. We're going to see number 5 hitter. That's 22, Brody Long. Brody Long plays shortstop. Still 2 aboard, first and second base for the Warriors. He'll take a drive to center field. Going to back up Glenn Robbins. Going to veer to his left and make the catch. Pretty solid sweet spot hit. Brody Long thought he might have an extra base hit. But center fielder Glenn Robbins thought differently. So at the end of 3.5, Knights 5, Warriors 0, Warriors lead two on base here in the top of the fourth. And they play some Van Halen right here. A little bit of Jump from 1984. That's about the first record, the first CD that Van Halen put out using synthesizers. And that was Eddie Van Halen's idea. If you can play the neck of a guitar like Eddie Van Halen, you can surely play the synthesizer, make it sound pretty good. And that's Eddie Van Halen you hear starting out Jump and through the particular song. Sounds pretty darn good. And well, imagine this game is in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Hope Jewelers in Tipton, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. The next batter to step in for the Knights is number 33, Bren Robbins. They're going to toss one down at second base. A.J. Peterson, freshman catcher. They'll throw one down second base, and they'll throw it around the infield. And Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, is going to step in here momentarily. Bottom of the fourth inning. Knights have 6 hits in the ballgame. Warriors have 2. Stepping in, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. In 11 games, entering yesterday's game, 38 plate appearances, 33 official at-bats. Last night, I should say, before the game, Robbins batting .212, .297 on base. He's got a potent bat. He's going to drive one skyward. It's going to be in foul territory. It's going to be on the field of play. And A.J. Peterson makes a tremendous catch in front of the Knights dugout for the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. So one out, next batter going to step in. For the Knights, it's going to be number 11, the nine-hitter, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, last time to play, he drew a walk. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton, in 2 ball games, 2 plate appearances, 2 at-bats. This is his 2nd at-bat in this ball game. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 5-run ball game. Knights in front. You know, poke one right side. It's going to be the right field coming in to make the catch near the line. Caught there by Gavin Knight. There are 2 out. So next batter, we're going to see the one hitter once again for the Knights. 3rd time at the plate. You're going to work right there. I believe the last time up, he walked back to the dugout. Take that. He got himself a board last time. Maybe. Don't call me. Don't quote me anyway. I'm not keeping notes. First pitch comes in outside edge. He's got a lot of hits in this early season. It's still somewhat early, about a third of the way through, a little bit beyond in the regular season. There comes the 0-1 pitch from Taylor. Short hops the glove, difficult. You're going to be a wild pitch. Kemp goes 1-1. Owen Munn going to step back in. Owen Munn, .432 average entering yesterday's game. He'll take a poke to second base. 2 hop picked up right there. Caleb Carter to throw right next door to Isaac Lopez. And the Warriors get out of the inning as the Knights go down 1-2-3. So the Knights are going to play defense top of the fifth at the end of four complete innings. Knights 5, Warriors 0, as Coach Bordenay hands the ball to Gus Sandberg. So Sandberg going to get some warm-up tosses on the surface. And I will let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up or text message Sign Production at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. As the sun comes out and shows itself almost straight above us, still clouds in the sky, poke through the clouds. A lot of folks, even myself, thought there was going to be some rain today. There still might be some pockets of rain, but we hope not. Going to play baseball today. I think four games on the diamond. So stepping into bat. The Warriors' first pitch from Sandberg, full swing, foul ball, dribbler about behind home plate. In the batter's box is the sixth hitter, number 11, Gavin Knight. Gavin Knight playing right field, peering in, signals, here comes the wind and the delivery. High for ball one. One ball, one strike. Gavin Knight is a sophomore in 10 games, batting average of .476. He's going to poke one left side. It's going to be playable, and it's not going to be caught. A good slide, feet first, as Ryan Schumer. He got it on the glove. It got back to the butt side of the glove, and it popped out. Pretty good head first slide. I should say feet first slide there against the perimeter right here behind home plate. That's a cement wall. That was textbook done by Schumer, but didn't make the catch. There comes a 1-2 pitch tonight. Outside of ball. That sun coming out. Going to stay out a while, we hope. Putting some degrees up on the surface of the grass. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. I tell you what, Kevin Sims calls a wonderful strike zone. I'm right behind him and elevated. He's doing a fabulous job. Like to have had him last night behind the plate. So ball four, he'll jog down to first base. Gavin Knight is aboard. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Warriors batting. Stepping in, the seven hitter, number four, Caleb Carter, plays second base. Carter batting 286 on the season. That's in three games. Right-handed batter working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Throw to second base. Head first slide, and they're going to get him. The throw was good from Ryan Schumer. It was on a frozen rope. When it got there, it was caught, and the tag was applied. I believe Owen Munn took the throw. So one out, and the base paths are empty. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right-handed batter. That's number four, Caleb Carter. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals over the glove. There comes a wind from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Going to set him down swinging. And there are two out here in the top of the fifth. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Matthew Jadrich, third baseman. Steps in, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian. No swing, called strike. Matthew Jadrich wears number 12 in seven games, batting .364. Line drive rope up the middle to the grass, base hit off the bat of Matthew Jadrich, and Jadrich is aboard. So next batter we're going to see in the lineup is going to be the nine hitter, number three, Derek Cornejo. Derek Cornejo, he's a right-handed batter. Steps in, working from the stretch. Now it's set. Gus Sandberg. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove, and veers considerably left and lateral right there by the third base dugout. Getting to second base easily is Matthew Jadrich. One ball, no strikes. Derek Cornejo, number three. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Tight for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Cornejo, 8 games played, working right there on the diamond. He's got a hit. He's got a double on the season. Timeout on the diamond called by Coach Bordenay. They're going to talk it over right there. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention right there when you look at the IHSAA.org. Look at that webpage. We spoke about it earlier. Check out that webpage. The first thing you'll see on the page is keeping education in front of athletics. And right below that, it says high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. Coach Bournet going to walk back to the dugout. Gus going to stay in the ballgame. There are two out. Top of the fifth, one runner aboard at second base. Next pitch on the way. Strike called. Count goes 2-1. Nine hitter, number three, Derek Cornejo. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Gus Sandberg out of the set. Here's the 2-2. Foul tip right there at home plate. Schumer had a difficult time trying to hold it. It was almost impossible. Ball goes back to the screen. They'll retrieve that. Stepping back in the batter's box is Derek Cornejo. Here comes a 2-2 once again. He'll take a drive to center field. Coming in to make the catch is Brent Robbins. It was right at him, but he did have to come in quite a bit to make the catch. So, the Warriors are lead one aboard. The Knights get out of the inning. And the base hit department will mention Central Catholic with six. And the Warriors, Hammond, Bishop Knoll, with three. And Central Catholic going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. And I will remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're right there on Main Street in Sheridan. They're at 408 South Main Street. They're right there. They're on the west side of Main Street. You can reach them by dialing 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports, right there in Sheridan, right there on Main Street. As I came in today off of 52, started going west, they have a brand new, I say, well, it's well done, typical new fairgrounds. Wow, it is tremendous. It's spectacular. But anyway, there's a lot of cars going in there today. I think they're having a gun and knife show right there at Tippecanoe Fairgrounds. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from here. Stepping into bat, bottom of the fifth for the Knights is number 24, Evan Teinhart. First pitch from Taylor. Going to put a bunt down. Good bunt. The bat ends up out in the middle of the grass, and he's going to be thrown out at first base by the third baseman, Matthew Jadrich. And Taylor retrieves the bat. Pitcher tosses it back over to the near the dugout. So one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nice batting with a five-run advantage. Stepping back in, first time this at bat is T.J. Bell. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Let's step back in, T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch from Taylor. Foul ball back to the screen. I was over at Miami of Ohio at a college facility. My son was playing for the Mustangs. And I'm right there. There was a first base umpire. I'll tell you in a minute. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Count goes 2-1 to T.J. Bell. Then at first base, that first base umpire was just smooth. He was smooth in every particular fashion, facet of the game. He was an older gentleman. Here comes the pitch. Three balls, one strike to T.J. Bell. He was smooth, so smooth, I kept an eye on him. I say that because I believe Kevin Sims in this ballgame is smooth. Before swing, foul ball, left side, out in front of the third base dugout. And Kevin Sims looks pretty smooth, and he's calling a good game. I am straight behind him, elevated on top of the press box. I haven't seen a missed call all game long. Pitch comes in high for ball four. So he'll jog down to first base. T.J. Bell is aboard with one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. They're going to run for T.J. Bell at first base. It's going to be Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner wears number four for the Knights. Ryan Elsner, a member of the junior class. Ryan Elsner. Before last night's game, he had four runs scored. Ryan Elsner has one hit. It was a single. Ryan Elsner has been to the plate one time. He wears number four. He's batting 1,000. So out of the set, here comes a pitch from Taylor to Ryan Schumer. First pitch outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out, bottom of the fifth, Knights in front, 5-0. He's going to take a drive to left center. He's going to back up the left fielder. He's going to make the catch. That's Garrett Corneo. There are two out here in the bottom of the fifth. So jogging back to first base, occupying the first base bag, is Ryan Elsner. Wind's picking up just a little bit. It's kind of blowing out to right field. With two outs stepping in, number 27, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Sliding in head first. The throw beat him, but it was off the surface, hard to hold there. Goes into center field. So Ryan Elsner has a stolen base. He'll brush himself off that hit first slide. Ryan Elsner, I have written here, he has now had three stolen bases. He's been thrown out one time. Here comes the set and the pitch. Outside of ball. Breaking pitch. Finished away. Count goes 1-1 to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, a senior class member. Likely going to pitch somewhere next year. I don't know where. He's going to pop one up. Major League fly ball, foul territory, left side. Difficult catch to make. That wind brought it back in towards the diamond. It was a foul ball. And Matthew Jadrich couldn't keep it in the glove. So Ben Mazur has what they call new life at the plate. Should have been caught, was not, to step back in at the 1-2 count. At second base in scoring position is Ryan Elsner. He'll get a straight lead off the second base bag. both middle infielders hovering. A lot of open ground there. The swing, trying to check his swing there in a second, and say he did not go. That was with the C position umpire, right-handed batter. So a step back in, a 2-2 count to Ben Mazur. Out of a set, Marcus Taylor. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-2. Full count to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur looking for a good pitch. Marcus Taylor looking for a good pitch strikeout. There are two out. Out of the set, here comes the 3-2 pitch from Taylor. Low for ball four. Ben Mazur going to jog to first base. Coach Borden is going to run for Ben Mazur, likely. Ben Mazur's the pitcher. Going to let him be run for, I believe. We'll double check. Timeout on the Diamonds. The Warriors walk out. Coach going to talk to the infield right here at the pitcher's mound. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox is going to bat in the sixth spot for number 20, Caden Minnick, at this time at the plate. So they're going to run for Mazur. I believe it's 35, Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton going to retie that left shoe. So runners at first and second base. Marcus Taylor going to stay in the ballgame at the pitcher's mound. Two out, bottom of the fifth inning, a five-run ballgame. Knights in front, 5-0. Right-handed batter, Tyler Fox. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Tyler Fox right on time. He's been right on time for a long time. He's going to start connecting, and he's going to be on fire. Here comes a set. Marcus Taylor, double look at second. Here's the pitch. He's going to drive one to right field, but it's going to be right at the right fielder. He was playing perfectly for Tyler Fox. That catch made by Gavin Knight. So the Knights leave two aboard, and Bishop Knoll Warriors going to come to the plate and bat in the top of the sixth inning. So going out to pitch, top of the sixth, once again, is number 30, freshman athlete. That's Gus Sandberg. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheet Company. She's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look towards Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat, he's the leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Emmanuel Smith. Full swing on the ground, first base. Long peer right there, long effort. And making it to first base to take the throw is Sandberg. Just started up around the horn. Good play there. Brought him off the bag to field the ground ball. C.J. Bell, Emmanuel Smith, almost beat it out. He's going to jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in. The two-hitter, number 8, A.J. Peterson. Here's the pitch. Foul one back to the screen. Peterson, last time at the plate, got himself aboard with a base hit right up the middle. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Here's the wind from Sandberg. The foul one, right side out of play. Sandberg, the pitcher, a freshman. Peterson, the batter, a freshman catcher. This is almost like a JV, but it's not for this particular duo. It'll be off the glove, breaking pitch. It was back to the screen. And home plate umpire is out of baseballs. One ball, two strikes. A.J. Peterson, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. From the windup, Gus Sandberg. Then a call on strike three. He'll go down looking. It was outside edge. And the Knights have two outs on the Warriors here in the top of the sixth. Stepping in, next batter, he's a three-hitter. Number seven, Marcus Taylor. He's gone the distance on the pitcher's mound. Inside edge, breaking pitch, called strike. Number seven, Marcus Taylor, a senior, in nine ball games, 407 batting average. About the same pitch, called strike once again, no swing. 30 plate appearances, 27 at-bats. He's got 11 hits on the season. Here's the pitch. You know, foul one back to the screen. He unleashes that swing on that pitch, trying to protect the dish. He was right on time, just underneath the baseball. Ball's live. Here comes the 0-2. You know, poke one, right side out of play. Protecting the dish. And everybody taking cover out here. And one lady was walking in. She had to check out that baseball and got out of the way. She's got a couple of covers and a winter coat on. Here comes the 0-2 again. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. You get two strikes on you. That third strike has to be earned. Either a swing and a miss or a strike thrown. That's just what the call was on that last pitch. So it's 1-2, and then 1-2 again with a ground ball left side over by the bullpen area down the third baseline. So one ball, two strikes, two out. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2 again. Tight for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Marcus Taylor, not only a good pitcher, but a quality at batter. Here comes a pitch. You're going to pop one on the infield. It's going to be in foul territory. Giving it a chase. Owen Munn going to make the catch as he calls off T.J. Bell and Caden Minnie. I take that back. Tyler Fox in right field makes the catch. Owen Munn, three outs recorded, top of the sixth. After 5.5, Knights, 5. Warriors, 0. The Knights came up with all of their runs in the first three innings. They got one in the first, three in the second, and one in the third. Since then, it's been goose eggs on the scoreboard for both teams. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. Warriors going out to play defense. And we'll mention once again, this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. And Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon, they are closed on Sunday. That's Tigers Bakery and Deli. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment, Tigers Bakery and Deli, along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Working from the windup, Marcus Taylor. Going to take a shot over third base head. Going to get out in the grass and a good stroke to left field as I felt a raindrop. This one, ball's going to get by the infield. Going to be a base hit. And Jackson Kane, very alert, takes second base on the misplayed baseball. So next batter in the lineup is going to be the eighth hitter for the Knights. It's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins playing the center field position pretty much flawlessly today. And he'll step in. Senior athlete, right-handed batter, runner at second base is Jackson Kane. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Out of the stretch. Here comes the pitch. You're going to square the bunt. Let it go by. The call is a ball. Coming into third base. Head first slide. Ball off the glove of Matthew Jadrich. In all likelihood, the tag would not have been applied in time. We do have some rain falling. Not much. I have lots of notes on this table. With square pins, they'll be done if we get a rain. Ball's low. Good stop right here. Catcher, A.J. Peterson. Two balls, no strikes. He'll step back in, right-handed batter. Bren Robbins. Rain is dropping a little more frequently. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Step out of the box, look for signal, step back in. Jackson Kane is at third base. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive right up the middle. He'll get the grass. He'll be off the glove of Emmanuel Smith. Not going to change the outcome of the base runners. He'll pick it back up and throw it back in. Bren Robbins has an RBI single. And he's at first base as the run comes in to score. Jackson Kane. Bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Stepping in for the Knights, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter, here comes the pitch. Ball low, the throw to second base. Perfect throw from A.J. Peterson. Couldn't have done it any better. Jogging off the diamond, I should say. Bren Robbins is thrown out at second base. So there are one out here in the bottom of the sixth. One run in. Here comes the pitch from Taylor. Outside edge, called strike. One ball, one strike, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, a lot of upside in front of him. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Might have got off the foot there. Good effort by Peterson. We'll toss it back out. 2-1 count. Given Catholic Golden Eagles getting ready to play in the next ball game. And baseball replenishment from on-deck batter Owen Munn. So going out to talk to Marcus Taylor is the catcher A.J. Peterson. Rain not so frequently. We're just hoping it doesn't unload. There are some clouds and some blue sky showing through. Not a monsoon, hopefully not. Peering in, looking at signals, here's a wide from Taylor. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Count goes 2-2 to Mikey Stapleton. Here comes a pitch from Taylor. Breaking pitch went low. They're going to check at first base. For the check swing, he says, no, he didn't go. Count goes full at 3-2. Peering and looking at singles out of the wide. Marcus Taylor, the 3-2 pitch. Going to be a poke to left field. It's going to be right at the left fielder, Jerry Corneo. And another good stroke off the bat right there. Mikey Stapleton, but right at the left fielder. He didn't have to move. Two out, bottom of the sixth. Nobody aboard for the Knights, stepping into bat. Number 12, Owen Munn. Senior athlete Owen Munn, first pitch from Taylor. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Owen Munn steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Taylor. Swing and a miss, Owen Munn. Count goes 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Knights have one run in here in the bottom of the sixth. Peering in, looking at signals. Marcus Taylor. Here comes the wind and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Owen Munn's going to go down on strikes. So Knights leave nobody aboard. They get one run in the inning. And then Brent Robbins, base hit, RBI. He's thrown out at second base by A.J. Peterson. At the end of six and a half, Knights in front, 6-0, as the Warriors will come to the plate and bat in the top of the seventh. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, Shipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Shipton Blue Devils schedule. Central Catholic Knights, we did three games. We did the Cedar game, first game of the season. We did the Western Panther game right there in the middle of the season. And the last game escaped me. But anyway, also Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. I think we did about 18 games for their season. And yes, that was an effort for all three. But it was fun. My wife allowed me to do that. And she knows I make a lot of notes. Because I'm not going to sit up here and just talk off the top of my head. Sometimes when I do that, I think I probably said something that I shouldn't have. But hopefully not too many times. So stepping into bat for the Warriors. Going to be number 28, Isaac Lopez. He's going to bat for himself. He was being batted for by the DH. That was Julian Arasso. Coach Malero going to let him bat for himself. Pitch comes in. Strike call. We're making Hammond Bishop Knoll Warriors. They have a school enrollment of 493. The school was founded in 1921. Here comes a pitch from Sandberg. They're going to pop one to the left field. Calls it, comes in, makes the catch. And there's one down as Tyler Fox makes the catch in left field. Him and Bishop Knoll, they're class 2A, sectional 33. Six in their sectional, that's Gary 21st Century, him and Bishop Knoll, Ileana Christian, Lake Station Edison, North Newton, and Whiting. First pitch, ball one is tight in the batter's box. Doing the batting is number 22, Brody Long. Brody Long plays shortstop for the Warriors. There comes a second pitch from Sandberg. Inside edge, called strike. Principal at Hammond Bishop Knoll is Lorenza Patrick. The athletic director is Cynthia Wilson, Bishop Knoll High School at 1519 Hoffman Street, Hammond, Indiana, 46327. Pitch comes in, line shot over shortstop, Evan Jeanhart. Going to be a base hit into left field off the bat of Brody Long. So one aboard here in the top of the seventh. Next batter going to be number 11, Gavin Knight. Well, Mickey, you can reach Hammond, Bishop Knoll by phone. 219-932-9058. On the web, it's on the web. It's bishopknowlathletics.org. Running at first base for Bishop Knoll is number 18, Eric Boone. He's a junior. Left-handed batter in the batter's box, number 11, Gavin Knight, as the rain begins to fall. It's going to be a base hit up the middle. Left-handed bat pokes it up the middle. Wasn't a full swing, but just enough to get it to the center field grass. So two aboard for Bishop Knoll here in the top of the seventh. And we'll mention they wear the collars blue and gold. They perform in the Greater South Shore Conference. There are 10 teams in that conference. We'll try to mention those here in a moment. First pitch, number 4, Caleb Carter. The third base, they step on third, and they couldn't get the throw over to first base. It's going to be one out at third base. And the runners are going to be on the corners. And Gavin Boutel makes the stop at third base. Steps on the bag for the put out. And they're two outs on the diamond. They're going to call it an E5. It's going to be on the throw. So runners at first and third base for Bishop Knoll. Next batter, number 12, Matthew Gadrich. First pitch strike. In their conference is Boone Grove. Central Catholic, familiar with that school. Bishop Knoll, Lake Station, River Forest, South Central. That's in the North Division. First pitch, short off the glove. Jackson Kane is behind home plate. Good block right there. In the South Division, Calumet, Westside, Griffith, Wheeler, and Whiting. Head coach is Eloy Malero. Here comes the set and the pitch. It's going to be a floater off the short of the shortstop tent. One bounce into Tyler Fox's glove in left field, and a run comes in to score from third base. And that's number 11 crossing the plate, Gavin Knight. A base hit, RBI, Matthew Gadrich. Knight's going to call timeout. Coach Bourdain calling for the bullpen. So Gus Sandberg goes a long way. He goes 6 2/3 in the ballgame, and he runs off the field. He gets a good hand clap from the Knights faithful. So we're going to get some warm-up tosses right there in the pitch for the Knights. I believe number 10, and number 10 is Lucas Gerke. Right-handed pitcher, Lucas Gerke, going to step in. And I'm going to get some warm-up tosses right here. With two out, and boom, I should say, Hammond Bishop Knoll batting in the top of the seventh. It's a 6-1 ball game. Bishop Knoll has one in here in the top of the seventh. And we'll remind you, next game on the agenda for Hammond Bishop Knoll is going to be this afternoon, a 4 o'clock ball game. They'll go against Durham Catholic. Durham Catholic is going to play two in a row, so they'll have, in essence, have a doubleheader. We'll hope this rain can stay away. A lot of folks walking out of the complex. It's raining pretty good right now. Yeah, my notes are getting pretty flared up right now. But that's okay. Getting some warm-up tosses. Going to have one more, according to umpire. Get the Sims. Here comes the final warm-up toss from Gerke. At number 10, sophomore athlete Lucas Gerke. He's 6 feet tall, 155, listed as a pitcher and an infielder. Stepping in, Derek Corneo, the 9-hitter, who wears number 3. Runners at first and second. First pitch from Gerke. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. First pitch from Lucas Gerke. Peers in, looks at signals. Out of the set. He'll check second base. Check it again. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch inside edge called strike. Lucas Gerke working from the stretch, two aboard, two out here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count on base. I should say on deck is the leadoff batter, Emmanuel Smith. 1-2 count, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Gerke. Check swing. They might not even ask for it. Not going to get it. The ball low. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Right back up the middle. Got a piece of Gerke. Going to make it to the grass. Gerke right off the side. Might have been his hip. It caromed off. It was kind of grazed off of him. He should be fine. It didn't get a full-fledged blow on the midsection. So bases are now loaded as Derek Cornejo gets himself aboard with a base hit to stepping in left-handed batter, the one hitter for Bishop Knoll, Emmanuel Smith. Working from the stretch, peering in. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Lucas Gerke placed that one well. Working from the stretch, now the set. Emmanuel Smith in the batter's box. Pitch comes in low off the dirt and a good stop by Jackson King. He'll ask for a new baseball. Probably having to work with a bit of a wet baseball as Evan Teinhart jogs over to the pitcher's mound to give some good words to Lucas Gerke. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set, he'll check second and third base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from the pickoff move. That might have been the conversation, short conversation. He pirouetted and went counterclockwise. That's the best way you can get velocity at second on a pickoff move. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Gerke. Full swing, foul ball. Ends up in the glove. Foul tip in the glove of Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-2. Nice to have bullpen activity. They got Stuffinger warming up down the right field line. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Foul ball. They'll stay around home plate. Emmanuel Smith, left-handed batter's box. He was the first batter in this ball game. Going to step back in, 1-2 count again to Emmanuel Smith. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball, good block on the breaking pitch. Good block by Jackson Kane. Kept it in front of him laterally to the up the third baseline, not much. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, second base. They were looking at about a timing pattern there. Evan Teinhart wasn't quite there. Gerke turned to make the throw. And Lucas Gerke, out of the set, going to be time called in the right, excuse me, left-handed batter's box. Emmanuel Smith. They'll step back in. Ball's made live. Bases are loaded. Two out. 2-2 count to Emmanuel Smith. Here's a pitch from Lucas Gerke. Strike three. They're going to call him out. Outside edge. Emmanuel Smith in disagreement. And I probably would be too. So the ball game's over. Knights capture the win. Knights get the win 6-1 over the Warriors. Across in front of home plate, they'll shake hands. They'll give low fives. And that's the ball game. The first one here, like 11 o'clock game. Next game is supposed to start about 1:30. I think it's going to be pretty much right on time, if not a tad bit early. We'll see. They're going to groom the field, get it manicured for the next game. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Bishop Knoll, they're going to play again. They'll play at 4 o'clock. They'll play Garen Catholic. Garen Catholic, as mentioned, they'll play this next game. They'll play two in a row. Central Catholic Knights, they're going to play again. They'll play at 6:30 p.m. South Bend St. Joseph, the Indians, going to play the Knights at 6:30. We hope you'll tune in. If you can't be here live, we thank my wife back home, soundcheck, listening to the ball game. We get some good reception right here. AT&T in the city of Lafayette, it is good reception. We've not dropped a signal all season long. We do thank you for tuning in. And until 6:30, we'll start about 6:15. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.